From the ninth canto, the story of Lord Ramachandra, which concludes one of the last stories of the ninth canto before the tenth canto starts. There's some other stories also. But here, in a very short way, Shukadev Goswami summarizes the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra in a few verses. However, millions of years ago, the great sage Valmiki Rishi, he compiled the Sanskrit Ramayana, which very elaborately describes the life and teachings of the Dasavatar Ramachandra Bhagavan and his glories of his wonderful wife, Sita Rani, Janaki. And later in the 15th century in India, Northern India, there was one Sant Tulsidas who wrote a book about Lord Ram's life and teachings, which is entitled Ram Charitamanas. King Dasharath was a descendant of Maharaj Katvanga, and he prayed to the demigods. Being pleased with him, Lord Ramachandra and his three brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, who were actually the Chaturvyuha, appeared. When Vishwamitra Muni was conducting a yajna in his ashram, Ramachandra was there to protect him. At that time, he killed many rakshas and demons. When at Sita's wedding ceremony, Swayambara, there was a great bow of Lord Shiva that none of the strongest heroes in the world could lift it or break it. But that was the requirement. Whoever could lift the bow could attain the hand of Sita. That bow of Shiva Danu was so heavy that even 300 men could not lift it. Very effortlessly, Ramachandra lifted the bow and strung it and drew it back, and it broke in the middle as easily and simply as an elephant breaking a stick of sugar cane to get out the juice. Thus, Ram won Sita's hand, and Sita was like Lakshmi Devi herself, with all divine rupam and beauty, behavior, age, and nature. And while returning to Ayodhya from Janakpur, northern Bihar, where this King Janak's Swayambara was being conducted to betroth his daughter Sita, on way back to his capital of his kingdom, Ramachandra accosted Parashuram. Parashuram says, "Who are you, imposter king? I've rid the earth of 21 times of all the bogus kshatriyas. Now another one has come. So with my Parashur, I'm going to chop you." So he's very proud. He challenged Ram. But Ram very easily defeated him and advised him of his proper identity and relationship to Ram. And recommended that Parashuram go to the Himalayas and perform austerities for the benefit of the world, which he is doing. When King Dasharath banished his son Ram from his kingdom, he left and he was wandering with Sita and Lakshman from forest to forest for so many years. And during that time, Ravana's sister Shurpanakha came to seduce Ram. He declined the offer. She became very angry, tried to swallow Sita, so then she got her nose and ears cut off by Lakshman. Then all of the Rakshas, friends and associates of Shurpanakha, who was the sister of Ravana, 14,000 of them, Trishira, Dushana, and Kara, they attacked Ram and he polished them off. Shupurnaka incited lust in the heart of her brother Ravana when she described the beautiful features of Sita. So he disguised himself as a sannyasi and kidnapped her while Ram was away from the ashram in the forest. And he used a ploy by sending one of his magician tantric yogi friends, Maricha. He took the form of a golden deer and pranced around the forest near the ashram, attracting Sita's attention and curiosity. So then Ramachandra and Lakshman both went to catch that deer and bring it for Sita. But that Rakshas, Ravana, taking advantage of the absence of Ram and Lakshman, he kidnapped Sita Devi. Ram killed Maricha and returned home and found Sita missing. He was extremely distressed in the mind as he searched the forest for her. By lamenting so greatly in separation from his wife, Lord Ramachandra taught the conditioned souls not to be attached to anything in this material world. Especially a husband should not be attached to his wife, or vice versa, because they are great sources of lamentation. And he was teaching that by his example, that if someone loses some material object, especially a near and dear one like husband or wife, they cry and lament and feel so sad. We should take everything as Krishna's arrangement and go on with our devotion. While searching for Sita, the vulture, huge vulture Jatayu, was lying in the ground about to die. And he informed Ram that he was fighting with Ravana, who was kidnapping his wife. So in deference to the great vulture Bhakta, Ram Bhakta vulture, vulture Ram Bhakta, Jatayu, Ramchandra personally performed his cremation. And while wandering in the forest searching more for Sita, Ram made friends with a monkey chief named Vali. Then he came to the shore of the ocean, which led to Sri Lanka. Ramchandra fasted for 3 days to appease the ocean god Varuna. He wanted to have his darshan and ask him to open up the water, let him through. But then he didn't come out of pride. So Ramachandra became angry and glanced his hot, angry eyes at the ocean. And every living entity in the ocean became very disturbed. Then Samudra, the personification of Samudra, the ocean, he came and duly worshipped Ramachandra. And he said, we didn't understand who you were. Now I know you're God. Please pass across my waters to the abode of Ravana. Although he's the son of a Brahmin, Vishrava, he's become like useless, asara, like urine, because he's acting abominably like a rakshash, kidnapping your wife. So may you be successful in your attack. And Ramachandra implied all these thousands of monkeys to throw mountain peaks into water, which somehow floated by the omnipotency of Ramachandra. Ravana's brother, Vibhishana, assisted Ram because he is a great Vaishnava. He helped Lord Ram attack his brother's kingdom. All Ramachandra and his monkey army, Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman, they entered the Lanka and started breaking up everything. And then Ravana declared war, and all of his wonderful associates, Nikumbha, Kumbha, Dumraksha, Durmuka, Surantaka, Narantaka, and Indrajit, his son, and finally Kumbhakarna, they fought against the army of Ram. Ramchandra was fighting this very powerful Rakshas army simply with trees and mountain peaks and monkeys throwing them. Because they had offended the personification of Lakshmi Sita, they lost all their success power, the Rakshasas. Ravana became furious seeing the heavy losses from his side. He jumped in his chariot and attacked Ram. Ram chastised and rebuked him with heavy words. He said, "You're just like the stool of Rakshasas. You're like a dog that steals food from the master when he's not there. When I was away, you kidnapped my wife. You're sinful, abominable, and shameless. Now I'm going to punish you." So then Ram released an arrow that pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. And he fell out of his airplane, and blood came out of his 10 mouths. And all his wives came out and cried. And they were lamenting and crying. Then Vibhishana performed the funeral ceremony for his family members. And Ramchandra was reunited with Sita in Ashok Grove. They were very happy to see each other. He installed Vibhishana upon the throne of Lanka. Then he got on his Viman with Sita Devi, Lakshman, Hanuman, and Sugriva, and returned to Ayodhya. As just so happens that his exile period was over now. All the demigods were showering flowers and glorifying him. While he was absent, his brother was ruling the kingdom, Bharat. He had dressed himself in tree bark and was extremely renunciate. He was just like his older brother. He kept matted locks, slept on the ground. He's eating barley cooked in cow's urine. He was very aggrieved in the absence of his brother. Since his brother could not enjoy the royal opulence as the king he was supposed to be, then his younger brother accepted the austerities of the forest while living in the palace, tending the palace in the absence of his older brother Ram, the proper emperor. Bharat carried the wooden shoes of Ram on his head. And all the ministers and musicians and brahmanas, they went to greet Lord Ram, wonderful procession. And Bharat fell at Ram's feet, presenting the Lord's wooden shoes. And they lovingly embraced for a long time and bathed each other with tears. And everyone offered obeisances, Sita and Lakshman Ram, to the wise brahmanas and elderly people. Everyone, all the Ayodhyavasis bowed before him and offered him garlands. Sugriva and Vibhishana waved chamaras, and Hanuman held a white umbrella over Ram's head as they entered the capital. And Ram entered the royal palace, offered his obeisances to his mother, Kaikeyi Sumitra, and especially Kaushalya, his actual mother, and his guru, Kula Guru, Vasishtha. The wives of Dasharath, Kaushalya, Sumitra, and Kaikeyi, they put their sons upon their laps and bathed them with tears. And they were so happy that the long separation was now over. Vasishtha then coronated Ram as the emperor of the world, and he ruled. And during his rule, Ram Raja, the rule of Ram, the entire world became as peaceful and beautiful and happy and prosperous as Satyuga, although it was Tretyuga. Everything supplied, everything, all nature supplied, all whatever needs everyone had. No one had disease or old age. Everyone exhibited wonderful character. And then Lord Ramachandra ordered his younger brothers to conquer the world and establish his emperorship. And they did that. And everything was very auspicious. And the city of Ayodhya was very beautifully appointed with flags and tapestries and mirrors and garlands. And people would worship Lord Ram whenever he toured the city. So Lord Ramachandra performed many sacrifices to benefit the citizens. And he pleased the Brahmanas with his charity. Then one night, because it says that the Brahmanas, they see through the Shastra Chakshus, the eyes of the Shastra, and the kings see through the eyes of their spies, or they themselves disguise themselves. So oftentimes kings would disguise themselves as ordinary citizens and pass through the common marketplaces to hear what the common person is saying about the king or what they're feeling. So he heard one dhobi accuse his wife. "Acha, so last you spent last night in another man's house. Because of this, you're not chaste. And it's against Shastra to maintain an unchaste wife any longer. So you'll go from here. If someone is henpecked husband like Ram, he may accept a wife like Sita who went to another man's house. But I'm not like Ram. I will never take you back." Well, somehow, while in disguise, Ramachandra heard these coarse remarks of the dhobi, the washerman, towards his wife. He took it very serious, to the extent that he even abandoned his wife, although she was pregnant. Sita Devi left Ayodhya, went to Valmiki's ashram, and she gave birth to two twin boys, Love and Kush. Sita could not bear to live in separation from her husband, Ram, so she gave her sons to the care of Valmiki, and she deeply meditated on the Ram Charan, the lotus seat of Ram, and entered the earth. Ram was very aggrieved to hear this news, and he performed an Agnihotra for 13,000 years consecutively. Then he left this world and entered the spiritual world abode of Ayodhya and Vaikuntha, which he was soon joined by all the inhabitants of Ayodhya after they gave up their bodies. Ram Chandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. So that's the extent of Ram Chandra Leela in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Obviously, not very extensive, but it prepares us for the Madhurya Leela that's about to come in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Very intimate and sweet and confidential Leelas of Krishna Vrindavan, then not so sweet Leelas of Krishna Mathura, then sweet but not so sweet Leelas of Krishna Dwarka. Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna Ki Jai.